Okay, I think we're doing okay. Hi.
Hi.
You want to hear some music?
Yeah.
I'm going to play some music. My phone.
Your phone.
And this update that my phone has done is throwing me off. It's different.
Stupid phone.
Why has it got to do these weird updates, huh? Okay.
The newer your phone, the more the updates.
Yeah. Because that's the way they track you.
Yeah.
Through the updates?
Maybe. They add new shit on your phone all the time.
How do they know I even want that?
They don't care.
They don't care if I want it or not? Just
it's not about what
business.
You want. You want the phone, you get what you get.
Get what you get, you don't play it, you don't throw a fit.
Nope. Get what you get.
That's it.
And you let us fucking track you all we want to.
All we want to.
Or go cordless.
Boom.
Cheers.
You know what, having it
we're
set up like this
apart.
Is that your mic's not picking me up.
Right.
Which I think is normal, which you normally do because we're so close.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it sounds so different.
It sounds different.
It does sound
way
different.
Way far away from you.
You
I
are.
I can't feel you with my feet.
It's like we're sitting at one of those tables in medieval times. Yeah. Father, mother, I'll have a little bit more pudding.
Thank we changed you. The studio setup.
Yeah.
So, Sean is further away from me, and I cannot play with him under the table with my feet.
Not unless my legs were another foot and a half longer. Oh, I touched you. You touched me.
I had to scoot in way far. That's too far away. I don't got no junk. I can't feel your junk.
All right, well, I can move into the table a little bit.
We'll take the leaf out. Ow!
Happy Sunday, baby.
Happy Sunday. Sunday night, everyone. For us.
We're recording the Sunday night, so you can
for
hear
Monday
it
morning.
Monday morning. Choppa choop choop. Mm-hmm. And I think that's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I forgot something.
What?
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
It's my most favorite part. My phone. It's just throwing me off. You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your
house robe. That's right, it's the swallow. Yes, it is.
And your fluffy shoes.
Come on now.
Yes, the swallows are here.
I love it.
The swallows are here.
It's really growing on me.
Giggle.
It totally was that. It just cracks me up every time. Because I was just in my own little world.
It was just a moment. I just caught you in the moment. That was perfect. I absolutely love it. Well, that's officially the intro there.
Whoop,
so,
whoop.
I don't know if we'll keep the table like this or not.
We'll see.
Because you do seem far away.
Really far.
But it might be better for sound.
Might be.
Because it sounds a lot more isolated.
We'll have to listen back and see what we think.
I think we will. Hey.
Hey.
We'll just see what happens. Do you realize, so today I did my little radio show.
Right.
And I determined there's only 10 days left until Christmas. Now, by the time some of these people will listen, there'll only be 9 days till Christmas morn.
Right.
So if you think about it, it's only 8 days.
Right.
Right.
It's really 5 days away.
Yeah, because Christmas Eve is a wash, kind of.
Right. You have to be prepared by then.
But it's still a busy day. You could go out and buy stuff.
Absolutely. But you should mostly be prepared by then or you're not sleeping.
No, you will or you don't care.
There goes your Christmas.
That's true.
If you don't care, good for you.
Now, I know all the shipping dates,
too. It's
way
less stress.
Because I looked them all up today.
I got to get a paper towel. You, I spilled my shot everywhere.
Oh, snap.
Go ahead.
And,
what are the shipping dates?
So I know all the shipping dates. So I'll just go ahead and tell everybody, if you're listening to this Monday morning, you need to have everything ready to go by Wednesday, which is the 20th. No, is that Thursday? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, yeah.
You could look at your calendar.
Actually, I may not be the best person to get advice from right now. Okay, so 20th. If you get everything out by the 20th, which is Friday, 5 days from now.
Right.
You're going to pay that standard packaging. Like regular overnight stuff or first class stuff from the Postal Service,
right.
UPS. You can ship all the way up until the 23rd.
Yeah, and it'll still get there.
With UPS, and it'll still get there the 24th, but you're going to pay a premium. And when I looked it up, they put the word premium in these quotations.
Because that means whatever they want.
Super high, like Uber premiums. Like when Uber did this.
Right.
Premiums.
Right,
yeah.
They still do it.
Which means that sounds like a lot. But.
A lot.
Which means if someone listening to this podcast still wanted a Christmas card, they could probably get one. Because we will be shipping some out on the final date, which will be the 17th.
Yeah, because people are going crazy for our Christmas card.
The first
batch. You know why? Because we're swallows.
You know, we gave people the opportunity
to send in their addresses.
We did. And
you don't have to feel weird about it, man.
You don't.
Don't feel weird about it.
Then we're
it's
not coming
fine.
Over.
No.
We're not going to drive by.
You're
the
not
going
to come over here.
Don't drive by my house.
Right.
I won't drive by your house.
Be fine.
Yeah.
But I will send you a Christmas card with a glitter bomb in it.
Some people have been seeing the cards on Facebook and they're feeling very left out.
Listen,
we don't want that.
You should all sprinkle that glitter over the top of your head.
Oh my gosh.
Rain down on you so you can look like I do every day.
Dina rained it down on her dog, I think it was, wasn't
it? Glitter
on her
puppy. Me now. Yeah, and somebody else on their cat.
Oh, cats love glitter. Husbands love glitter.
Yes, they love it the most.
Yep. So send us the address, everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Please send it to everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Don't send it to, like Facebook and stuff. There's a link.
Well, there's a lot of people that do, and you get lost.
We get lost. It's exactly. It's hard for us to keep track. So there is a link in the description of this podcast to our email. So you have until, I don't know, we're gonna send out the next batch on the 17th. So I wouldn't wait. Just get your dang address to us.
Give us your address.
Yeah.
We will send you something fun.
Yeah, it's...
Right?
So anyways...
If you want socks... Then you have to become a patron, and we will send you socks.
Become a patron, and we'll send you some socks.
Right.
All you patrons that are sock people.
We're sending them out.
Allie and Jay and Rox. We know who you are.
We know who you
are. We've not forgotten you.
Round two, baby.
You're coming in round two. Our photos were so popular. You know, I'm so glad we went to the tanning salon.
I love to be brown, baby. Loved you.
And
who knew
I love your highlights.
It as a blonde.
Oh, yeah, I love your highlights. And I really appreciate you letting me have that mullet.
Hey, that's the only place you can have it.
I think that the perm mullet is really the premier mullet.
You think it's coming back?
I think so. I think that's the top-notch mullet.
It's going to make a return?
I think so.
Well, you need to be bronze.
Bronze. I can bronze up.
You bronze well.
Oh, but I got to... Yeah. But if I miss the sun or the tanning bed 2 days, I'm back to white.
No, you're pretty good. So. You do. That might be your Native American.
Yeah, my Native American roots. Yeah, you can tell by looking at me.
Yeah.
I have a lot of Native American
roots. You tan really well with that blonde hair.
And I don't have a lot of hair.
No, you don't.
I may
don't.
Have blonde hair but and red and gray and white. I'm like Christmas.
Yeah.
I have
you
Christmas
are
hair.
Like Christmas.
Hey, listen, people. I hope your decorations are going up. I did a bunch of Christmas research today, so I'm like full of Christmas stuff knowledge.
Okay.
Like, you know, originally in the 17th, 16th, 15th, 13th, 1800s, whenever in the back then, when they started decorating trees and Christmas, it was the 12 days of Christmas.
Right.
So you only decorated for 12 days.
Right.
Wasn't this over exorbitant, like crazy? Decorate. So I started to think about it, and we are like 30, 40, 56 days of Christmas in our house.
Wow, that is being like liberal. I think it's like 65 days
well,
of Christmas.
You think,
well, how far is Thanksgiving? People are decorated before Thanksgiving.
Right. That's why it's like the whole, all of January.
Yeah.
So there's 31.
All of December.
I know, but we go, because of...
Not true.
Trash bag. That was a trash bag.
Not true. I would say people...
Listen, because of Colorado tradition... Right, you don't take down your Christmas decoration until the end of the stock show, which is the 31st of January.
Oh, you're going to sing the national anthem.
And I'm singing the national anthem. I'm part of the stock show tradition now.
Yes, you are.
And so I will stick with tradition.
Absolutely.
So we're guaranteed 31 days.
Of January. All right. But what about December? Because everyone has them up the entire month of December as well.
That's 62 days.
Right. I just had an idea.
Yeah, I bet you did. And then you add half of Thanksgiving, which is another 15 days. We're at 77 days of Christmas.
Right. So like 100 days of Christmas.
100 days of Christmas.
No, because
then you got to start in October.
Not true. People sometimes leave their trees up till friggin' February.
You'd have to start October 20th. You'd have to put up Christmas for 100 days. Or go into November.
Yeah.
I guess you could carry it into November.
November.
Yeah, and do thanks. You could go November, December, January.
Absolutely.
Carry it into February halfway through Valentine's
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. Some people do. I'm telling you. There are more people out there who love Christmas this much than you know.
I know.
Some people transform their entire houses. You say you know, but you don't know. You have not been there. You have not seen it. I tell everyone, bring in pictures. I want to see the winter wonderland creation you're creating.
We've transformed our whole house before. I know.
I know, but
I know
it's a lot.
I guess. Well, we transform our house like hardcore all the time.
All the time, season to season.
Yeah, so there were those times when our house was super over the top, but I guess not so much anymore.
Well, the children have grown up and moved away.
And the tastes have changed.
Well, yeah. Well, our business has changed, so that's overcome our life, but that's a different podcast.
Yeah, but I'm saying that we used to always like do super crazy Christmas.
You know what I feel like?
But we don't
I just
anymore.
Had this thought.
Maybe it's cyclical.
I just had this thought.
What?
When we did super crazy Christmas, our house was so, I don't want to say traditional. It was like so
domesticated?
No.
Oh.
But like we had the big redwood table with the eight chairs and the china.
Traditional.
Hut and the piano and the bookshelves and the, you know what I mean? And
all so the things your a regular family has.
Yeah. And our house does not look like that anymore.
It's not a regular family has.
It is a weird macabre house now.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
But I think it's my favorite stage of the house.
Me too. I mean, I enjoyed when the kids were here and we had the table.
That still happens, though.
We had dinner 3 days a week, three meals a day and all that jazz and all and everything. But now as everyone becomes adults, then we kind of just have the more adult gatherings and it's become an adult space.
Well, do you know what I think, too? Maybe
what?
Not everything in life has to be so extravagant. Right, because it used to be really extravagant, like table that set eight. We didn't sit as close as we, because this table we're doing the podcast on is our dinner table.
Yeah,
and I can't get close enough to you underneath fitting end to end. You know what I mean? And, but with our children here, it's like it's so much more intimate.
Yeah.
Being close
right,
and being tight is more intimate. So we've changed things. Like now we sit closer together at dinner, but we have whole workshop in here. You know what I mean? We have a whole freaking studio in here.
It's a multifunctional space all
absolutely.
At the same time
and
intimate at the same time.
But intimate and inviting.
Well, everyone who ever comes here says that they feel welcome and that
they love it here.
Yeah.
I love you here. I do. I love you here. I love our space. I love what we have. I love what we do. I love our craziness. I love that it's always just me and you.
Me too. I love it so much.
Right.
And I was just thinking about something when I said all what I just said immediately ago, and I don't...
Say it.
I don't want to.
Why?
Because you say stuff like that, and then I feel kind of like hypocritical.
What were you going to say? You can.
Well, I say how like everyone comes in this space feels welcome and all that. And,
except
and
for
stuff.
One you're chasing out?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yes. Except for one.
But that's why she doesn't want to leave. Because she feels incredibly welcome. comfortable.
Yeah, but then that makes me a hypocrite. I tell everyone, accept everyone, and ELE and all this stuff. But I'm not that way.
But this is what you have to work through with yourself. You know what I mean? Because that is something that we really believe. And that is something that we really try to practice in every aspect of our life. You, right now, are struggling with this one.
Still. Ugh.
Well.
Anyways, it just popped into my head.
You know what it is like? It's like getting ball taps all day long, every day long.
It is.
And then you're just supposed to be okay with it. Yeah. Just every day. Yeah.
Anyways, it just doesn't seem fair. Anyways. So Christmas is cool. I was thinking about it today. We haven't bought you one gift. I haven't even picked you up. I've done some shopping. I did look up CB radios because you had mentioned how you wanted a CB radio.
I don't need
and
gifts.
And I don't want a CB radio to put in the car. It doesn't matter if you need gifts.
I don't
we
want
We all
them.
Need gifts. We got a freaking badass gift.
Oh,
in
my
the last,
God.
In the last 2 days, we have received a badass gift in each day. So yesterday.
Where are we at on there?
Danielle gave us.
We're good?
Danielle gave us the Instapot, which is cooking pork chops right now.
I just want to say, I love you people. Mm-hmm. I love all of you. You are the most amazing people that we've ever known.
Exactly. And then today, another handmade gift arrived. Now, this one was not shipped. This was hand-delivered. And I wish we had a Ring doorbell because I would have loved
to
see the delivery for this box.
Me too.
Because Amanda knows who she is.
Yeah.
Weird running up to the house and dropping a box off and running back and getting her, I don't know, Oldsmobile or whatever the heck she drives.
All I have to say is you better be selling these things on Etsy, sister, because it is freaking amazing.
So Shayna has a video, kind of a reveal as she opened up the box. It's on Facebook, on Everything Swallow. Swallow Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely join Swallow Nation.
Join Swallow
and
Nation.
And that video is going to be on there for you to check out. But it's a Christmas wreath like no other I've ever had. And I can't believe I don't have some of it sitting in front of me right now. It's got some of my favorites.
You have to. It does have all your
favorites. Oh my gosh. There's a lot of my favorites. No, she guessed.
No, I told her.
It's a Christmas miracle.
I told her.
You told her?
I told her peppermint.
Oh, you did?
I told her cinnamon. I told her. Yeah.
Oh, I thought this. I didn't think you were in on this at all.
Well, only on the flavors. And
she. So did you know this is what it was?
No. I had no idea.
She just asked you what kind of candy do you like.
Yeah.
And you just gave this weird...
What kind do you like?
when I saw that email, what kind of candy do you like? I was expecting something, I guess... I don't know, nothing. I had no expectations.
Right.
Maybe a stocking.
It was amazing.
But what it was amazing.
It was a beautiful... I'm going to say, it is a beautiful candy wreath. I don't even know how. Like I had to point it out to Sean. She tied all these pieces of candy.
Yeah, that's not hot glue.
Into this. No, not you can't hot glue candy.
I know.
I can't build you a candy house.
We can't staple little antlers on the little mice's head.
Her little snowman. Oh, so stinking cute.
Interesting.
Amanda, you should be selling these things.
Yeah, if you're not, you're nuts.
It's freaking brilliant. Bang bang,
be ready
baby.
To take orders.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Just like the boob koozie
that
we
koozie.
Got on Friday.
Oh, my God. From Heather. Sweet.
So,
and you're getting
the
wiener
Friday,
koozie.
We got the boob koozie with
so
the
many great
with
gifts.
The hand crocheted bottle wrap. We got an Instapot. And we got the most amazing candy wreath ever.
All right.
I love you, people.
Here's my question. What do you do with the candy wreath? Can I just eat it? Because I want to keep it by my bed. I want to keep it on my side of the bed.
You could put it over there and you could just eat it.
Over through the next couple months, right? Because it would be rude to let it dry out in a tote under the stairs until next Christmas.
Are you going to let it dry out?
No, I'll be down there sneaking it under the stairs, eating chalky white Snickers off of that damn thing come March.
Chalky white Snickers.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. It makes the most sense on your side of the bed. But I have to monitor your candy because you cannot.
My teeth?
No.
Oh.
Diabetes. Your teeth diabetes? Are great.
Diabetes?
Yeah,
you don't
baby.
Get diabetes from candy. All right. Well, I love it.
And it's, I love it, too.
It's so much candy. I just don't even know what to say. And it's all good stuff.
She oh, my gosh.
She didn't send any of that junk.
Amanda, I need your address.
Pretty cool.
Got a car
we have her address.
Your way. Do we have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
I'm going to check.
I know that we do.
Okay, good.
So another.
She should have been on the list.
Great point. Well.
Or she might get a double.
Yeah.
A double
she
whammy.
A double dipper. So if you want a card
Christmas
from us.
Card.
EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com. We love you guys. We just want you to just know that we're here and we're
Man.
Thinking about you. And you guys are listening to us, and we know that you're thinking about us. And
yeah,
that's cool.
And thank you for supporting Sean, leaving his past venture and coming into this. I just want to say, as a wife, I thank you all for supporting Sean and loving him so much, because he is the most wonderful human I know. And you guys all supporting him makes him understand that, too.
Uh-huh.
So I just say from a wife, Shayna, standpoint, I love you
Shayna.
Guys. Thank you for supporting us. Let us know how we can help you. Let us know what you want to hear on this podcast.
Yeah.
Let us know. If you have something you want to say on this podcast, you can come on, email us, everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
It's the whole point of this
podcast
is to have everyone on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We should get some people together and go drive around, look at Christmas lights.
What, do we get a bus?
Nah, we'll make someone drive.
We get, okay.
Maybe
with
a minivan.
With a big car.
We need a minivan.
We need a minivan.
We can at least fit 10 illegally
in
there.
Oh, you know what? And
maybe
we should
12.
Go do the Brecken, the Bandimere lights.
What?
Okay, so you know.
There are lights at Bandimere?
Yeah, you know the lights that they had have at Waterworld way up north?
Yeah.
They have that same thing at Bandimere.
Oh.
We should look into that, and maybe we should get together a group of folks.
And Mike and Jason went out to, like, the airport at Centennial?
Yeah.
Or no. Stapleton?
Stapleton.
The original airport?
Okay.
Right?
The
that was Stapleton.
Yeah.
And it's a whole winter wonderland
See,
out there.
See, they have them. It's like, this is
I
a
think
new
the
thing,
Gaylord thing
through.
Is too expensive.
Well, I
we
saw.
We should reach out to them and see if we get free tickets for the
I
show.
I did see someone post on Facebook that the Gaylord thing was fun, but quite costly.
Yeah, let's
reach out to
them. And, you
know, we're all broke.
Broke!
So we need something that is cost-effective, and there's nothing more cost-effective than a trusted friend with a van who will drive a bunch of us around the neighborhood.
15-passenger would
yeah.
be great.
Like, if, let's say you got a grip of kids or something. And that's cost-effective for couples.
We can bring...
It's hard to find a date night out.
We can have a wet bar in the van.
Totally. Exactly.
Dropping things.
We could all meet at a central location or something. I don't know. We could figure that out. That would be kind of fun. It's like Christmas lights on a budget.
Yes. What's today's date?
Today's date is the 15th.
Okay. So next Sunday at St. Nick's, Santa's going to be there.
Santa is going to be at St. Nick's?
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Next
Sunday. On the 22nd.
Yep. Oh, man, that's so close to Christmas. How does this guy do it?
He's so busy.
How does
busy.
He schedule so many things, make
I'll
tell all
you
what, his appearances?
He's got to be on some testosterone.
Who's
he's
his
an old
manager?
Guy.
You need that manager.
That's right. If you're Santa Claus's manager and you'd like me to have some gigs, give me a call. EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com. I'll do some gigs. I'll put on a beard. Whatever.
All right. Email us, message us. You want to go look at Christmas lights?
Yep. Love
Let's
you,
Let's make
people.
This happen.
All right. Thank you for listening. Short podcast, but you know what? We're busy. It's friggin' Christmas
it's
time.
It's friggin' Christmas time.
Yeah.
Sorry. Beep, beep, beep. Christmas
jab,
time.
Jab, jab, jabber. Wait. No, I've got music to go out. But my phone looks like your phone right now. So it's freaking me out, man.
Merry Christmas, people.
Merry Christmas.
We love you. And thank you for helping us feel loved.
If you would like to buy a shirt, which a lot of people have reached
Want
out about
to?
Shirts, just message us on Facebook.
EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com. Absolutely.
We will arrange to get you a shirt and a quick turnaround. Shirts are $20. Socks are $5.
Absolutely.
Become a patron and you get socks for free.
Absolutely. Boop, boop. Beep, bing.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.